Ephesians 6 says our fight is not against any physical enemy. It's against organizations and powers that are spiritual, and we are to stand firm. Welcome to The Invisible Realm with Troy Albano of Discipleship Duplication, equipping you to be God's warriors for battle against the forces of evil in the spiritual realm. You will learn to exercise authority from the position in Christ and to increase your faith so that you may fight not for victory, but from victory. This spiritual warfare training will give you the ability to stand firm and then to help others stand. Now, here's Troy Albano of Discipleship Duplication.
We are covering a series on spiritual warfare, and it's called Awakening and Awareness, Equipping and Training God's Warriors for Battle in the Invisible Realm. And we're going through seven spiritual warfare principles. We've already covered two. Spiritual warfare principle number one, exercise your authority. Spiritual warfare principle number two, who are you? And today we're going to cover spiritual warfare principle number three. Look down. It's a matter of position. And I'm going to talk about 3 points. The first one is, where are we looking down from? The second one is, where's the battle? And third, are angels and demons the same? So by way of introduction, I want to talk about two great men of God. It was during the late 1800s to the early and mid 1900s, Dr. F.B. Meyers, who is a Baptist pastor and evangelist in England, and he's also an author, and the young man, T. Austin Sparks, who is a Baptist ordained minister, and then he left the Baptist denomination to establish with other like-minded believers the training and conference centers in Honor Oak in Southeast London. So this young man, T. Austin Sparks, wanted to gain more spiritual insight by Dr. F.B. Meyers, and so he went to visit him. And when he went to his place, the maid of the home had him wait for him at his library. And he was browsing around his whole library, and he noticed on the very top of the shelf was this huge rock. And engraved in that rock was the words, look down. So T. Austin Sparks pondered upon that and wondering why that rock was there. And then all of a sudden, Dr. F.B. Meyers comes out of his office and sees this young man and asks him a question, how can I help you? And T. Austin Sparks responded by, first, let me ask you a question. I notice there's a big rock there, and engraved in it is a stone that says, look down. What does that mean? And Dr. F.B. Meyers responds, it's a matter of position. So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1 in verses 18 to 23. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things in subjection under his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Chapter 2, verses 4 to 6. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ, by grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ. So we see that there are rules and authorities and thrones and principalities in heavenly places. There's a hierarchy, a spiritual hierarchy. But the Lord is far above all. He ascended to the highest of high, the heavens of heavens, and the Father sat him at thy right hand. And he sat us with him. And now we're seated with Christ in heavenly places. Far above all the principalities, rules, dominion, authorities, the enemy is at our Lord's footstool, which we too are seated with Christ. So we don't have to look up in spiritual warfare. We look down from the position of the throne of God. Where are we looking down from? From the very presence of God. So let's talk about that. The first point, where are we looking down from? Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So we see that the word heavens here is plural. So there are multiple heavens. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. So we see here again the word heaven or heavens is plural. So Christ passed through the heavens. So it implies there are several heavens. Well, how many heavens are there? Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 12, verses 2 to 4. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body, I do not know, or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. Such a man was caught up to the third heaven. And I know how such a man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, God knows, was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words which a man is not permitted to speak. So we see this is a place of paradise. And it's a place where God's presence is, where his throne is. And where is it? It's in the third heavens. So if it's in the third heavens, there must be a second heaven and then a lower heaven. And I'm going to share with you that in the lower heavens is the visible heavens. And that is the first heavens. And the second heavens is the place of conflict. It is the place where the battle is going on. It is a spiritual battle. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 and 12. I'm going to read out of the J.B. Phillips version. For a fight is not against any physical enemy. It is against organizations and powers that are spiritual. We are up against the unseen power that controls this dark world and spiritual agents from the very headquarters of evil. Therefore, you must wear the whole armor of God that you may be able to resist evil in its day of power. And that even when you have fought to a standstill, you may still stand your ground. So we see our warfare is spiritual, and that's why we need to know where is the true battle. It's in the spiritual realm, the invisible realm. The first heavens, the visible realm, is the earth and the clouds that we see. And the second heavens is where the battle is going on. It's the cosmos. It's where Satan is the prince of the air, where his headquarters is because he was kicked out of the third heavens when he committed sin. That is pride and ambition to be like God. And he was kicked out in the very presence of our Lord. Now he's in the second heavens, the cosmos. But eventually, he will be kicked out to the earth, all the way down, even further down eventually to the lake of fire with burns for eternity. So now I'd like to talk about point number two, where is the battle? We already talked about point number one, where are we looking down from? And that is from the throne of God, because we're seated with him in heavenly places. So now, where is the battle? It's in the second heavens. That's where the conflict is. And let's turn to Daniel chapter 10, verses 10 to 13. Then behold, a hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees. And he said to me, O Daniel, man of high esteem, understand the words that I'm about to tell you and stand upright. For I have now been sent to you. And when he had spoken this word to me, I stood up trembling. Then he said to me, do not be afraid, Daniel, for from the very first day that you set your heart on understanding this and humbling yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia was withstanding me for 21 days. Then behold, Michael, one of the chief princesses, came to help me, for I had been left there with the kings of Persia. So Daniel is praying. The command was given in the heavenlies on the first day, but there was warfare going on. The prince of Persia. There are territories that has been assigned to the angelic forces and to demonic forces where there are thrones or dominions, principalities and powers. Let's turn to Colossians 1, verse 15 and 16. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. So there is a hierarchy. There are authorities. There are governors. There are offices in the spiritual realm. And they're assigned territories. And so let's go back to Daniel chapter 10. And we see that there was a war going on. See, when Daniel was praying, the command was given that very first day, but there was a hindrance, and that is the kingdom of Persia, or the prince of Persia, was withstanding the prayers for 21 days. It was holding back the prayers. So Michael, one of the archangels, had to come to fight and to help. And eventually overcome, and the answer and was given after 21 days, it was executed. So there is a warfare going on in the invisible realm in the second heavens. That's where the real battle is going on. And because of that, we see the enemy is trying to hinder even our prayers. Let's look at verse 20 to 21. It says, then he said, do you understand why I came to you? But I shall now return to fight against the prince of Persia. So I am going forth, and behold, the prince of Greece is about to come. However, I will tell you what is inscribed in the writing of truth. Yet there is no one who stands firmly with me against the forces except Michael, your prince. So we see that Michael is a powerful angel that had to come to help in the warfare. And this is in the second heavens where the conflict is happening. So let's turn to Revelation chapter 12, verses 3 to 9. Then another sign appeared in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and 10 horns, and on his heads were 7 diadems. And his tail swept away a third of the stars of heaven, threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she gave birth, he might devour her child. And he gave birth to a son, a male child, who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God and to his throne. Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared by God, so that there she would be nourished for 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven, Michael and his angels waging war with the dragon. The dragon and his angels waged war, and they were not strong enough, and there was no longer a place found for them in heaven. And a great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. So we see here the battle is happening in the second heavens, because Satan, again, was thrown out of the very presence of God, the third heavens, into the second heavens, where he's the prince of the air, where the conflict and the battle is going on. But eventually, Satan will be thrown to the earth. And he's going to go further down into the abyss, into the pit, into the lake of fire that burns for eternity. Satan is going down. So where is the battle? Let's turn to Isaiah 14, verses 12 through 15. How you have fallen from heaven. It's talking about Lucifer, Satan. O star of the morning, son of the dawn, you have been cut down to the earth. You who have weakened the nations, but you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will rise or raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the mount of assembly. In the recesses of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will make myself like the Most High. Nevertheless, you will be thrust down to Sheol, to the recesses of the pit. So we see that Satan was cast down from the third heavens again, and now he's in the second heavens. Eventually, he'll go all the way down to the pit. So we've covered point number one, where are we looking down from? And that's the place where we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, from the third heavens. Two, where is the battle? And that's in the second heavens, where the conflict is going on right now. It's above the visible heavens, which is the first heavens, which is the earth and the clouds. So the third point is, are angels and demons the same? Remember, we're talking about spiritual warfare principle number three. Look down, it's a matter of position. Are angels and demons the same? Genesis chapter 6, 1 to 4. Now it came about when men began to multiply on the face of the land, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves, whomever they chose. Then the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever, because he also is flesh. Nevertheless, his days shall be 120 years. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God came in to the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. Those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. Now, what happened here was, before the flood, the Lord saw that the world was becoming very, very wicked. Why? Because angels that were kicked out from heaven, the third heavens, are now in the second heavens looking down on earth. They saw that the women of men were beautiful, so they had relationships with them. And they had children, and the children were called Nephilim. It says here in the Word of God, they were the giants, like Goliath. And that's where a lot of the Greek mythology come from, the mighty men of God. They were half human and half angel. And that's why the Lord wanted to destroy mankind, because the angels came and started having relationships with the daughters of men, and they were having these half angels and half human. So we see point number three, are angels and demons the same? Well, these Nephilim are the children of angels having relationships with the daughters of men. So when these Nephilim died, where did their spirits go? Because they're different than angels since they were half angels. Well, those spirits are what we call disembodied spirits. Those are actually demons. They're not angels, they're demons, because disembodied spirits are looking for a host, and they're looking for people to possess, and they want to come into them so they could complete their assignment, because they need a host. Now, angels don't need a host. How do we know? Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 13 in verse 2. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by this some have entertained angels without knowing it. So we see angels don't need to have a host, because angels, you can be entertaining them by simply thinking they're human, but they're not. Angels don't need a host. It's demons that need to possess and to come into people to possess them, to use them so that they can complete their assignment. And those are the demons, disembodied spirits. So this is spiritual warfare principle number three. Look down, it's a matter of position. And so we've covered already, where are we looking down from? Point number one, it's from the throne room of God, where our Lord, our Father, sat Jesus Christ at thy right hand, in heavenly places, far above all authority, all rule, dominion, and power. And the enemy is at his footstool. And since we're seated with Christ, our enemy, Satan, and the demonic forces are below us. Remember, look down, it's a matter of position. And two, we covered, where is the battle? It's now in the second heavens, because the enemy was cast out from the heavens of heavens, the third heavens, where God's throne was, because of his pride, arrogance, and ambition to be like God. So now he's the prince of the air in the second heavens. That's where the conflict is going on. And eventually he will be kicked down to earth. That is the first heavens, or the visible heavens. And then we covered, are angels and demons the same? No, they're not. Because angels, the fallen angels, had relationships with the daughters of men, and their children were the Nephilim, the giants, the mighty men of renown on the earth. And when they died, where did their spirits go? Well, they're disembodied spirits. They need to find a host. Remember, spiritual warfare principle number three, look down, it's a matter of position. So all the demonic forces, the angelic forces and their hierarchies and their positions and territories, we are seated far above all. So when we fight spiritual warfare, look down. It's a matter of position.
We are up against the unseen power that controls this dark world, and spiritual agents from the very headquarters of evil. The good news is that we can put on the whole armor of God to resist evil and to stand. Are you standing firm? This spiritual warfare training on the invisible realm from discipleship duplication will help you clearly understand the unseen realm and the battle you face, so you can fight from a position of victory. Troy Albano has a deep awakening to the spiritual realm and learned the authority that we have over demonic forces. He shares personal testimonies, and he equips you to be awakened, aware, and to overcome in the battle. Visit discipleshipduplication.com to learn about his seven spiritual principles of warfare so that you may stand firm. Tune in next week at this time to be further strengthened. DiscipleshipDuplication.com. Christ is victor.